This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast right now, live and in living color, from our flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida. We are broadcasting great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women going coast to coast, border to border. Also goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done with all our packages and parcels. And, of course, let's not forget about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon delivery drivers, too. Appreciate them and everything they do. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the things we have to offer, including the live streaming going on all day and all night until the next show comes on. And then you hear the show live over there, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
They're on the porch. The guys from Texas have left because they were told they had to hurry up and get over there to San Francisco if they wanted tickets for the next game. So that's where they're headed. So as far as I know, good riddance, good luck. Enjoy the weather. But I think San Francisco's got the much better team this time around. We'll see if I'm right.
Yes, we will. I think so. Yeah.
Yep, they got one whale of a team. Plus, I like our chances over there with our former Bucks that are over there. John Lynch, of course, is the general manager, runs the team, and he's not the coach, but he puts everything in place, and I think he's a smart cookie. I think he's doing very well. And, John, good luck to you out there, John Lynch. So there you go. All right, are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it. And it's all about we the people here on this here program. Well, Kyle, we had a lot of fun the first hour exposing a lot of things that were out there. How about if we start with this one? A federal judge has found, and this is a Democratic judge, that was appointed, has found an Alabama man, Joshua Black, is not guilty of obstruction of an official proceeding for his role in the protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. There are probably 100 to 150 people that have been charged with the same charge. This opens the door and sheds a little light on the fact that they might have a way of getting off the charge they're charged with.
Well, that's right. And, of course, a lot of people have been charged. A lot of people are still in custody, as you said. And I think they're being held, Captain, under the auspices of the Patriot Act.
That's correct.
And so that opens up an entirely new set of options for the prosecutors, for the U.S. government. But people do deserve to have their day in court, obviously. This particular day in court went this particular way. But every case, I think, is, I don't know if it's going to be blanket, but certainly each case needs to be evaluated on its own merit.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the San Francisco Reparations Committee, we joked about this before we went to break, has proposed paying each black longtime resident $5 million and granting them total debt forgiveness, wiping out all of their debt, whatever it is, including the mortgages on their homes, due to the decades of systemic suppression faced by the local black community. Boy, there's a good one.
Well, right. They talked about the total debt forgiveness. They're also looking at what they say are intentional decisions of being harmed by intentional decisions, and then what they call unintended harms perpetuated by city policy. So that's part of the underpinnings of this. But I do think, Captain, and people, the American people, by and large, recognize the scourge and the stain that slavery was. It is certainly something that has, the very existence of it, obviously, has shaped American history. There's just no doubt about that. But I think one of the central questions is, when it comes to the notion of reparations, is what do reparations represent? What do they do? And as I mentioned last hour, what happens the day after the reparations are paid? Just conceptually, what happens? Does the country get better automatically? Is it only a stepping stone? Is it the first step in something else? In other words, you're still going to have people that are going to be trading on this. I'm not talking about people living their lives and so forth who have been victims, unfortunately, in one way or another of racism throughout their lives. But what about those who are driving all this?
Hold that thought. Coming back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Wednesday. And I'm going to be down in Sarasota. Going to be down in Lakewood Ranch. Going to be in Bradenton today.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Yeah, buddy, I look forward to being there today. Hope to see you at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club. And we're going to have a nice lunch there. And we're going to have a nice conversation there about America. Got my all speech all laid out, what I'm going to be talking about. And it's going to be partially what you heard in that first hour. Those of you that were awake and listening, what you heard in that first hour, we're going to repeat it all over again for the folks at the Lakewood Ranch Republican Party luncheon, the monthly luncheon there. That, by the way, is the largest Republican Party club in Sarasota County, so I'm looking forward to being there. And I understand they got well over 100 people going to show up today. And that's a great thing. I love seeing the people, and we'll shake your hands. You can shake the hand that shook the hand. How's that? In the meantime, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And if you fly in, you're welcome to shake the hand that shook the hand, too.
Well, thank you very much. I would love to.
Listen, we got something going on in Illinois here, which is pretty interesting. The governor has outlawed and made it illegal for anyone to purchase an AR-15 semi-automatic assault rifle. His words, not mine. Same thing's coming in California, I understand. Although they tried it before and it didn't work, right?
Well, that's right. And one of the things, too, I think some of the law enforcement was saying they were going to help enforce this this law. So presumably, if you own an AR-15, which is really a 22 caliber bullet, I believe. Isn't that right, Captain?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, that somehow now you'd be in violation of the law because they call it a, quote, assault rifle, whatever that is.
You said that there's some law enforcement people are planning on enforcing the law. I've got 85 sheriffs in 85 Illinois counties who have made it perfectly clear they have no intention of enforcing the assault weapons ban put in by the Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, signed into law last week. The law prohibits possession of semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15, and they are not going to go along with it.
Well, I think because it begs the question, number one, of course, part of these extreme gun laws, and again, these kinds of things are not, I'll just say this, they're designed to chip away at the Second Amendment rights. They're designed to chip away at lawful gun owners who responsibly own guns and responsibly handle them. Because it's just incongruous with what the far left wants in regarding the American people being armed in any way, shape, or form, being able to protect themselves. We're told these days, Captain, that don't worry, you just dial 911 and the police will be there right away. While the police do the best they can't be there right away. In many cases, you'll have to be able to protect yourself, and that's what the Second Amendment is all about. But in reality, trying to take away these particular guns is just a stepping stone to them. So it's not about creating a safer society and this kind of thing. All that's a smokescreen, in my opinion.
Well, the latest thing, and they've shown a lot of video of it on TV, is the armed carjackings going on in the big cities in the East Coast.
Yes, exactly. And I think, was it in D.C., I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, where they tried to soften the consequences of doing things like carjacking?
Yes.
Stuff like that? Yeah, so, I mean, why don't we just tell the criminals, take a holiday? I mean, this is...
You know what they need to soften is the politicians' heads for that are making this stuff up. We need to soften them a little bit by whacking them upside the head and saying, hey, you're out of your mind.
Well, you certainly can do that at the ballot box if people will see exactly what's happening and be able to make their voice heard in that way. But in the meantime, it's to empower criminals seems to be the absolute opposite of what their oath of office is even all about. So it begs the question again, what is going on? Why in God's name would you do something like that? It just doesn't make any sense unless you're trying to create a different sort of reality.
Now, some blue states are asking for help, namely New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who visited El Paso, Texas a couple of days ago. He said he was there along with fellow municipal leaders around the country, and they would be teaming up to pressure the federal government for assistance in handling the migrant crisis. For example, I believe the governor wants $2 million right away to do something in New York City with the illegals that are there.
Well, the governor, the mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah. The mayor actually talked about this notion that the message that was getting to people in different countries, for example, in this case, primarily Mexico, South America, for example, they're getting this message that if you get to New York City, you're going to have a job immediately. There's going to be plenty of everything that you need. They're going to take care of you and so on and so forth. This is the message that people are basing their whole trek on, evidently. And he's saying this is just not true. We can't handle this. There's no room, I think in his exact words, no room in New York City for more illegal aliens or more migrants, basically. And so this is very interesting because here you have a mayor of New York City, a Democrat, who is now basically not being able to take the party line anymore about this. And so I'm very, very enthusiastic about this because he's seeing for what it is, and he's saying what it is.
Well, China's population, by the way, fell last year for the first time in six decades, a historic turn that is expected to mark the start of a long period of decline in its citizen numbers with profound implications for its economy and the world.
Well, that's incredibly interesting because what do you think, Captain, that will do to the outlook, the viewpoint of the Chinese ruling, to the government there, to President Xi and others? I think it's going to make them dig in more. It's going to make them more likely to do big things like reunify Taiwan and this, in their words, reunify Taiwan, these kinds of things, and take more aggressive action on the world stage.
Yeah, and that explains why they keep coming up with all these robotic stuff. Right?
Well, right.
They don't have the manpower anymore.
Precisely. When as just a few short years ago, it was the exact opposite. And so, again, I don't think they'll just simply say, well, we're going to contract for a little bit. I don't think they accept that.
Couple things about Ukraine. First of all, the weapons to Ukraine, the United Kingdom said that it would become the first known country to send Western-style main battle tanks to Ukraine, hoping it'll clear the way for other allies to follow suit and provide Ukraine the combat power it needs to stay to retake territory Russia occupies. The Challenger 2 tanks, by the way, are the ones that are going from the United Kingdom over to the Ukraine, as well as some Abrams tanks from the United States. Perhaps some of the Bradleys are going to go too, and there may be some challenges of their own going over there. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, right, and so the key to watch for is, will it be enough to drive back Putin's Russian forces? Because most wars are won essentially by attrition. If you have more stuff than they do, then that puts you in a much, much better position, just in a general sense. But how much more will Putin be able to pour in? How many more conscripts? And how fast can he make more tanks if he needs to?
And here's the final story here for the segment. The training brigades that are going on, we know that the United States military's new expanded combat training of Ukrainian troops began in Germany this past weekend with the goal of setting up a battalion of about 500 troops that can be back on the battlefield to fight the Russians in the next anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks.
Well, that's right. Also, I think we're starting to train them on what essentially, I believe it's like a Patriot missile system or a similar system where they'll be able to shoot down more missiles. But the training can usually take about a year. They're saying they can compress that into about 6 months. I wonder what the Ukraine war is going to look like in 6 months, but certainly they're trying everything they can.
Don't know, but after all the missiles that were fired yesterday and last night into the Ukraine, there is no battery, single battery, that could have held up to what they were doing. None.
Right. Well, exactly. And again, this is the all-out total war. And unfortunately, this is playing out and it's going to continue. And that's why it's a two-prong approach. You have to support militarily, and at the same time, you have to try to do something on the world stage in order to make this war stop.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Here comes the music in my ear right now. So Kyle and I will be back with the bottom of the hour, as well as some more news and views for you. Been a very busy news night so far, and we're not even done yet. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Chargers are parting ways with a few members of their coaching staff. Los Angeles announced Tuesday that it fired defensive coordinator Joe Lombardi and quarterbacks coach Shane Day. The decision comes after the team blew a 27-point lead to the Jaguars in the AFC wildcard round. Lombardi and Day both joined the Chargers coaching staff in 2021. Head coach Brandon Staley appears to be returning next season after leading Los Angeles to a 19-15 regular season record over two seasons. Mackenzie McDonald has knocked out the defending champion in the second round of the Australian Open. The American defeated top-seeded Rafael Nadal in straight sets to stun the tennis world. Nadal struggled after suffering an apparent injury in the match. Novak Djokovic and Casper Ruud each won their opening matches earlier in the day. The Golden State Warriors are celebrating their 2022 NBA championship win at the White House. President Biden congratulated the team this afternoon, calling the organization one of the most successful franchises in basketball history. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, the website. Go over there, and when you get over there, make sure you look for the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's right there. They got a box link. You click on it, in you go. You need a promo code to get in to buy stuff. It's Captain. That's your promo code, Captain. And you can get in there, check out all the stuff they got, and go from there and save a bunch of money. Now, a lot of what he's got on sale right now is down, marked down 80%. That's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. So go over there, go to the website, then find the Radio Listener Specials box that's right there. Click on that, go into it. Your promo code will be the word Captain. That's right, one word, Captain. And when you get in there, use that to purchase whatever it is that you want to purchase. You'll get the savings, and you'll be one big happy camper when you get done. So that's promo code Captain, my listener, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. And if you want to call them, you can do that, too, by calling them at 800-641-5459. There's operators there right now, by the way. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, we've covered so much ground this morning, it's not funny. There is a lot of news in the world today, isn't there?
Well, there certainly is. And here we are, Captain. It's just the first 2 weeks already of 2023, and it's really going gangbusters already.
What do you think is going to happen next?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do think this document crisis is going to get even worse, especially because we're seeing, for example, at the White House press briefing, the White House just seems to be embattled by this. The Karine Jean-Pierre keeps giving the same answer over and over again. I direct you to the special counsel's office. I direct you to the DOJ and so forth. None of this is playing well out
there. She's run out of people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, as the first act in the new Congress, the Republican majority in the House voted to repeal funding for the new Internal Revenue Service employees, and 56% of the voters, 56% of the voters in a Rasmussen Reports poll totally agree with that decision.
Well, right. The 87,000 new IRS agents were not designed or not destined to go and go after the one percenters, yeah, or the high earners or whatever. They're going after middle class, yeah, and people that don't maybe have resources,
right,
to have great.
And I've heard some people mistakenly say that, well, Joe Biden isn't going to sign this law. He's not going to sign this law. It actually wasn't a law. All it did was the Congress rescinded the money that they gave for the 87,000, so there's no money there to pay them. So what are they going to do? Go out and plant trees?
Right. Well, but also what it does too, Captain, is it shows that after all of the haranguing and wrangling to get Kevin McCarthy into the speaker with have the speaker's gavel, the GOP-led House is already doing something that immediately made life better for Americans across the highways and byways. They're starting to build up that resume, and that's exactly what they need to do heading into 2024.
Do you remember Andrew McCabe, the former FBI top official?
Oh, yeah. Andrew McCabe. Yeah.
He's currently advising the Biden administration not to cooperate with congressional inquiry going into President Joe Biden's improper retention of classified documents. Now, the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan announced the leak last week of the investigation into President Joe Biden's alleged mishandlings of classified documents. The investigation will focus on conducting of the oversight of the Justice Department's actions, plus regarding the discovery of the classified documents, Jordan wrote in a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Speaking with Anderson Cooper on CNN, McCabe said that the Garland probe should not cooperate with the congressional oversight. He says, I certainly would advise them, if they were willing to listen to my advice, I would advise them to take a very hard line against that, McCabe said, of cooperating with the congressional oversight. Well, it's my understanding they have to.
Yeah, isn't that what congressional oversight's all about? Remember all the brouhaha? You know, we're going to subpoena so-and-so, and they're not showing up, and here we go. But that's because Congress does have that ability to conduct those investigations under their oversight. Exactly. And, of course, what they're trying to minimize the political fallout. But, you know, Captain, congressional inquiry or no, I think the political fallout for Joe Biden is tremendous at this point.
Well, let's talk about the Republican James Comer out of Kentucky, the chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He says that Hunter Biden has lived at the Delaware House his father calls home for at least 2 years. This is the same house in Wilmington, Delaware, where classified documents were found stored in a garage and in Joe Biden's library. Not only did Hunter live with his father, we also know Hunter Biden paid for a lot of the living expenses at Joe Biden's house, which that in itself is a problem that Joe Biden's going to have to answer into the future. What do you think?
Well, because none of it adds up. Quite literally, the math doesn't add up in terms of what he took in and what was evidently paid as rent or expenses for the house to the tune of almost $50,000 a month by Hunter Biden. That's what we know about. And then, of course, if Hunter literally lived there, well, he may have spent time in the classified document reading room, otherwise known as the garage where the Corvette is. Captain, it's comical. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny. You would think this sounds like some kind of a skit, but it's not.
Well, the West Virginia Governor Jim Justice yesterday was asked about running for the U.S. Senate seat currently occupied by Joe Manchin. He said, well, I'm very interested and I'm very serious about it. And he hits his term limit as governor in 2024, which is when the seat would come up for re-election. Now, he says, I don't play games with anybody, Justice told the reporters that were asking him here. And he says, I am seriously considering running for the Senate.
Well, it'd be very interesting to see. It looks like from time to time Joe Manchin gets into to alignment to some degree with Republicans or as a more conservative Democrat, but not totally, right? And so having a clear choice might be good.
Now, finally, a government watchdog group on Tuesday filed an ethics complaint claiming that President Joe Biden's misused taxpayer-funded resources by using White House lawyers to address his own legal crisis is not legal. What do you think?
Well, that's right. Well, certainly, depending on, I know that there would be some legal hair splitting in terms of who can represent who and what's their capacity. So a lot of that may come out in the wash. But right now, it's an emergency situation as far as they're concerned. They're going to do anything they can. They want this story to stop and go away. And I think, quite frankly, they don't care how they get there.
Well, they probably don't, but, this is the White House lawyers we're talking about, and they don't represent the president out there when he's out on his own.
Well, precisely. But at any rate, I do think, and they went over to take a look at some of these documents, evidently, and I guess they have clearance for that. I mean, there's too many. I mean, just if you just replace Biden with Trump with this. Yeah, I'm just being sarcastic. The if you just replace Trump with Biden in this, Biden with Trump, it would be an upheaval going on right now. What do you mean the lawyers went over and looked at that? And how has it would just be unbelievable. But because it's Biden, it's kind of, well, whatever. It's just Uncle Joe. It's more stuff than Uncle Joe does. But we're not going to let that go by.
Well, perhaps Joe Biden's big mistake was announcing he'd run for re-election because that's when all his trouble started. Now, think about it, folks. Apparently, he's got all kinds of classified documents stashed all over for 6 years. Now, none of this and nobody knew about it. This happened only after the Democrats outperformed in the midterms, and Joe Biden then decided that he hadn't passed enough expiration date at all, and he's going to run again for president. Now, the problem is that many in his own party don't agree. They see Biden as a frequent confusion growing worse. And by the way, they realize he might not have won in 2020. He's not able to keep running a campaign from his basement. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways across America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know you got everybody.
1, 2, and 3, 4. Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child. We got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here, get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish.
your girl. Take it from me, Kyle. I love that video.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a good song.
It's more than cool. I'm trying to figure out if those girls are the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, because it kind of looks like they're doing the dance moves they do when they're the cheerleaders. So it could very well be, I guess.
Could be. I just don't know. Yeah.
I don't either. Well, why don't you tell us what's going on out west? And yes, we got us a snowstorm moving east.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, starting out here in the second hour, we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to be up in Washington. It's going to be up near Prosser, Benton City, Richland, Findlay, Pasco. This is going to be along I-82 and also I-182 as well. So if you're in that area, please do be careful. We've also got fog tonight in Idaho Falls in Idaho. And we've also got fog down near Grand Junction in Colorado on I-70. So be very careful. Of course, you want to watch your speed. Don't try to go too fast, and because when the visibility goes down, it is very, very serious stuff. Winter weather advisories continue up in Northern California, north of Redding, up to the Oregon border, a little bit north of there as well, if you're heading up Interstate 5. We do have some snow on the map as well, Captain, for our friends in Denver, Colorado, and north of there, going up through Cheyenne, a little bit north of Cheyenne on I-25, and out to the east on I-80 as you head over towards Laramie, but also as you're heading west over to Kansas or to Nebraska out of Denver or out of Wyoming, you're going to continue to see snow because you got a lot of it, and the captain will tell you more about the snow in Nebraska and Kansas as well. We're seeing a lot of rain, though, off the coast up in Seattle and also off the coast in Portland, so that looks like that could be coming ashore here sooner than later, so you may have to batten down those hatches a little bit there as well. Other than that, be careful out there, please.
Well, since I talked to you guys in the last hour, we've had some major changes here this hour. We now have an area of fog that is 1,000 miles long coming out of New Orleans, Louisiana, going all the way up into Virginia and through the mountains, and it certainly is coming out up through, let's see here, New Orleans, straight north, 55 north all the way up into Tennessee, and over into Mobile, 65 north all the way up into Tennessee, and then the west part of Georgia, straight north all the way up into Atlanta, and all the way up into Tennessee, and then 85 over across up into North Carolina, up around Greensboro. So you're going to have it all the way from New Orleans and the deep south all the way up into North Carolina and Virginia right now. And it could reach Kentucky in the next few minutes. It's just a big, huge bank of fog. Now, behind that fog is some ever-changing weather, because in Louisiana you got some conditions that are conducive to some stormy weather there today. We'll see, but it's there in the mix. Backing up into Texas right now, you got a whole big area of wind, lots of wind, coming across from Oklahoma on down to the Mexican border, as well as over into, let's see here, over into Lubbock and Lubbock on down to the Mexican border. Now, I'm going to go to where the snow is, coming out of Colorado and on I-76 up into I-80. I-80 all the way across Nebraska tonight, all the way across over to Cheyenne, Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming, all the way to Omaha, Nebraska, all the way over to Des Moines, Iowa. So that's how far you got the snow going tonight. Very important. It's a winter storm warning over in there, so you're going to get a bunch of snow. So be careful about that. Also, you're going to get some freezing rain and some sleet, southeastern Minnesota, northeastern Iowa, Wisconsin, a lot of Wisconsin under that tonight. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a lot of it in that area as well. And then moving on up into upstate New York, we've got snow, which is not on the lake anymore. It's moved over into the Adirondacks and I-87. So I-87 north-south all the way up into Quebec, and from about Watertown all the way up along the Canadian border, all the way into Vermont, where you've got snow. And you've got some gale force winds off the East Coast right now from Chesapeake Bay on down towards Brunswick, Georgia. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, be careful out there. If you're traveling along I-80, I-70 tonight, you got a winter storm warning coming out of Colorado, winter storm warning coming out of Wyoming, all the way over to Iowa. So please be careful. It's going to be a little challenging to drive there. And, of course, in the fog, you never want to go any faster than what you can see. Because, remember, somebody coming barreling up along behind you could be the guy that runs you over and gets himself into a big problem there. So be careful. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
What the heck is going on in La La Land? We got all kinds of stuff going on now. This Hunter Biden thing, this is exploding as we speak.
well, I guess the big question now is Biden's Wilmington house used as a personal residence or was it used for business? Because they're kind of changing their tune here. The Biden administration or the Biden operation is saying it's personal. But yet, you know, there are meetings that take place and have taken place at the house that are official business, including, you know, politicians and whatnot. So, they're trying to confuse the situation. And I would argue that Merrick Garland, our Attorney General, is really becoming completely submissive on the whole thing. It's kind of like Department of Justice and the FBI are staying out of it. And that's just not the way things ought to operate. So we're in complete chaos here.
Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about who's in the middle of all this and who could be directing this because his responsibilities as the chief of staff for the former vice president, who is now the president, Ron Klain, could very well have him in the middle of all of this because he should know what's going on. That's what the chief of staff does, isn't it?
It's one of them.
Yep. So it looks like as if Ron Klain has got his fingertips on a bunch of stuff. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hang on. I'll be back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, your stations are going to come along here. They're going to pay some of their bills. They're also going to give you the news and the weather in their area. And then we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.